All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another wonderful week of your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week, we are in Buffalo, New York, where Pro Wrestling America is taking on Jack Tunney's Maple Leaf Wrestling. We have four cross-promotional matches, as well as the major Maple Leaf Wrestling titles on the line, as well as the American Heavyweight title. However, the match that might steal the show tonight might be the Loser Leaves PWA match between Iron Mike Sharp and Devin Storm. This is going to be a great card tonight, so let's get right into it. Opening match is Bradshaw representing the PWA facing off against Chief J Strongbow from Maple Leaf Wrestling. So we have one half of the American Tag Team Champions facing off against the former MLW heavyweight champion. Bradshaw and Strongbow have a classic struggle between two powerhouses. Even though both men work through their power moves, their wrestling styles definitely show why they were two great representatives of their territories, but also their generations. Strongbow ducks a clothesline from Hell and nails him with the vicious tomahawk chop for the pin. Getting it in a time of 20 minutes, 27 seconds, your winner is Chief J Strongbow. In our first title match, London and Kendrick defend the Maple Leaf Wrestling Tag Team titles against the team they defeated for the titles a couple months ago, Ron Killings and Rugged Ron Price. In that match, the stipulation held that the title would change hands on a disqualification. Price got himself disqualified and the smaller team went home with the belts. Tonight is a regular match for the titles. No special stipulations. Two teams that have a bit of history against each other. The challengers tried every trick in the book against the younger, faster champions. Every time the challengers got the advantage, the champions refused to stay down. When Killings gets frustrated with their lack of progress, Kendrick gets the hot tag on London. London cleans house, allowing the champions to get the win with the Tower of London on Killings to retain the titles in a time of 44 minutes, 28 seconds. Winners and still Maple Leaf Wrestling Tag Team Champions are Paul London and Brian Kendrick. Our second cross-promotional match has former Interstate 74 champion Dangerous Doug Gilbert taking on Thunderbolt Patterson. Patterson takes his time dissecting Doug before pinning him after a pile driver in a time of 9 minutes, 18 seconds. Maple Leaf Wrestling is now leading 2-0 tonight. Not exactly the best start. But we get to our third cross-promotional match that has the former tag team champions Too Cool taking on former three-time MLW tag team champions, the Uptown Boys. The match gets off to a quick start with all four men seeking to get a quick pin. Quickly, Tommy Rogers is taken out of the picture when Christopher takes him off the ring apron with a Russian leg sweep into the guardrail. Taylor gets the advantage over Jannetty, but Jannetty takes him off the top turnbuckle with a big slam. Christopher climbs back into the ring and regains the advantage so that Taylor gets the pin on Jannetty with the worm in a time of 4 minutes, 43 seconds. The quickest match of the night so far. Pro Wrestling America has closed it to a 2-1 deficit in the cross-promotional matches tonight. In our fourth and final cross-promotional match, we have the Illinois Tag Team Champions, the Stud Stable, facing off against a team that has just started teaming together in Dr. Tom Pritchard and Disco Inferno. The lack of chemistry between Pritchard and Disco becomes their downfall. The Stud Stable takes advantage of every miscommunication between their opponents. Golden gets the pin on Pritchard after the Brainbuster in a time of 11 minutes, 2 seconds. The win evens up the four matches between the promotions to give a great testimony to the great talent in both the PWA and the MLW. But now, the cross-promotional matches are done. We get back into the heart of the matches for each of the promotions. First one being the Loser Leaves PWA match between Iron Mike Sharp and Devin Storm. Here is the match people have been waiting for. Hot Stuff and Hyatt International are banned from ringside with the threat of being fired over interference. Sharp and Devin have a great match. They work against each other to prove that they should stay in the PWA and be considered for title shots on top of that. Both men leave everything on the mat in this one. Sharp gets the upper hand as he nails Devin with the loaded arm brace. Sharp beats on Devin for a couple of minutes afterward to prove his point before finally getting the pinfall with a backslide with his feet on the ropes in a time of 20 minutes, 27 seconds. Your winner getting to stay in the PWA is Iron Mike Sharp. But Sharp already had Devin beat senseless. Why did he have to add insult to injury with his feet on the ropes? Obviously, Sharp is trying to establish himself as one of the top heels in the PWA and a driving force in the PWA for the months and years to come. We're going to have to see how all that works out. Next, we have the MLW heavyweight title on the line, with Hacksaw Jim Duggan defending the title against Tommy Dreamer. Now, MLW president Jack Tunney began the summer having the heavyweight champion Hacksaw Jim Duggan run through the MLW roster, defending the title in an ongoing gauntlet. Kind of like I had for Curtis Thompson, except the new champion restarts the gauntlet when he wins the title. This week's turn is Tommy Dreamer. Dreamer and Duggan have a great brawl with each other. Both wrestlers seek to exert their dominance in the match, but it isn't until Duggan sends Dreamer outside the ring with a vicious football tackle. That turns the momentum of the match, with Duggan pinning Dreamer after a spinebuster slam in a time of 27 minutes, 37 seconds. Winner and still MLW heavyweight champion is Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Mark Lawrence catches up with superstar Billy Graham and Michelle McCool outside their dressing room. Graham announces his intention to be the next American heavyweight champion. Whoever wins the next match should beware the consequences of their championship. He will be the next American heavyweight champion of the world. Yeah, classic Billy Graham. In Florida, he always billed himself as the Southern heavyweight champion of the world when he held that title. But again, that was also after he had held the WWF World Heavyweight title. But we need not go down that rabbit hole. We have one more match to go. Our main event, American heavyweight title on the line, Terry Funk defending the title against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. Terry and Eddie have a bloody brawl. Referee David Manning basically allows the match to be a no DQ match bordering on last man standing. By the end of the match, the ring is littered with chairs, ring steps, tables, and other weapons. Terry has Eddie set up for a pile driver, but Eddie counters it with a backdrop onto a broken table. Eddie struggles to get back to his feet as superstar Billy Graham charges the ring. Graham nearly takes Eddie's head off with a vicious short clothesline. He picks Terry up and tosses him into the turnbuckle with a belly-to-belly release suplex. He drags Terry toward the middle of the ring. Eddie charges him, but Graham drills him on top of Terry. Graham leaves the ring as Manning shrugs his shoulders and counts the pinfall. Your winner and new American heavyweight champion is Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, with a major, major assist after 50 minutes of a bloody brawl from superstar Billy Graham. Eddie slowly rolls out of the ring. Graham grabs him by the hair and tosses him into the ring post. Missy comes around the ring to try to stop Graham, but Graham grabs her by the hair and lands a big sloppy kiss on her lips. Missy moves away, fiercely wiping her mouth. Eddie gets back to his feet, but Graham nails him with a knee to the midsection before drilling him into the concrete floor with a pile driver. Michelle comes down to the ring and grabs the American heavyweight title belt off the timekeeper's table and brings it to Graham. Graham stands over Eddie's fallen body, with holding the belt high over his head. As the crowd gives him a mixed reaction, Graham drops the belt again across Eddie's prone body before leaving the ringside area. After a 52-minute brawl with Terry Funk, Eddie Gilbert wins the title, although really, superstar Billy Graham won the title for Eddie Gilbert and allowed him hand-picking who he was going after for the American heavyweight title. This is going to be interesting between now superstar Billy Graham and hot stuff Eddie Gilbert. Between these two literal hotheads going after each other. As again, we have Michelle's Nightmares facing off against Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. This is going to be interesting in the next weeks and months to come. So I encourage you to be back to continue to support your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I will see you next week.